It's the week following the largest time cycling event in the world, the Cape Argus Pick and Pay Momentum Cycle Tour. That is a mouthful and a half, I have to tell you. But if you rode the cycle tour this weekend, I hope you had a fantastic ride. It was a tad windy down in the mother city this weekend, and by a tad I mean a hell of a lot windy. So yeah, congratulations if you did ride. It was a tough day out there, so congratulations to you. This week on Cycle Talk SA, I caught up with the men's and ladies winner following their victories on Sunday. Nolan Hoffman and Cherise Stunder caught up with me after the race, and I just picked their brain a little bit about how things went on the day, how tough it was for them. Those two interviews coming up. I also had a chat with Team Bonitas Pro Cycling's Lutando Kaka, team captain, a little bit about what's going on with Bonitas, and also a little bit about Velocaya, a program that he came through in Khayelitsha. Fantastic program, finding some fantastic cyclists, but also just really creating well-rounded young South Africans coming out of that part of the Western Cape. So interesting chat with Lutando as well. And then the voice of cycling this week on Cycle Talk SA, I managed to pin down Phil Liggett for a quick chat. The man who travels around the world, commentates on cycling events all over the planet. He joins us this week on Cycle Talk SA. And you'll hear what he has to say a little bit later on. As always, if you want to be in touch, you can pop me an email. CycleTalkSA is the domain. So it's podcast@cycletalksa.co.za. You can also tweet us at CycleTalkSA, or pop onto our Facebook page. CycleTalkSA on Facebook is what you need to search for, and you can find us there. And you can also find us on various platforms to listen to this podcast too. We're on iTunes. We're also on Stitcher Digital Radio on demand. You can find us there if you have an Android device. You can also use Stitcher on your Apple device too. Or if you're on SoundCloud, you can find us on SoundCloud. Just search for Cycle Talk SA. Without further ado, let's get straight into this week's show. And we kick things off with the men's and ladies winners of the Argus. We had the finish of the 2014 Cape Argus Pick and Pay Momentum Cycle Tour. We've got the winner with us, Nolan Hoffman from Team Ubuntu. Nolan, you must be over the moon. It's your hometown. You're from Paarl. You've been riding this race for quite a while. You finally won it. Can you explain how you're feeling right now?
Wow, ecstatic, you know. The condition has been really gradually building up towards the world championships on the track, the scratch. That was a big focus point for me, and always, of course, the Argus is also a big event on the calendar, you know. And for me, it was sort of difficult to try and prepare to be good for both, because I did some real specific training in Colombia, not so much road, but it looked like the body is just in general good condition, you know, because for once it sort of absorbed the road riding immediately after I came back from Colombia on Monday. I did a tour of Boland leading up to the August. That really did me well, I think. And today I had super legs, you know. To have able to climb with the front group was really incredible, you know. For me, and to saw that the other sprinters didn't make it over, so that was a big confidence booster, and I knew I sort of had it in the bag if I made it over Sekebos. You know, that's always one of the biggest focus points in the race. It's where you lose the race, you know. And today was proven again is that I did well to get over there and to survive the breakaway, the main breakaway. And when I did that, I knew I had the fastest legs. I just had to get to the line.
Yeah, I mean, the sprint looked super comfortable. We were standing here on the finish line watching. I watched the replays on television, and you were still gaining ground when you crossed the line. So from that point of view, you had the confidence. You looked around, you saw us in the bunch. But how tough was it out there to get with that breakaway? You see, you blew the other sprinters away, and you managed to stick it out. How hard was it out there today?
Huh? Wow. Firstly, I would like to add in there is that if it wasn't for my team controlling it for me halfway till the halfway point up Chapman's Peak, that wouldn't have been able to. I wouldn't be able to go up Sekebosi as well, because when we hit the bottom of Sekebosi, the race exploded, you know. And I can't remember when I had to dig so hard to get over that hill, you know. I had David with me shouting to keep going, you know, and as he shouted, we were passing the other sprinters from the other teams, and having him there in the front was also, it was incredible, you know, because it's a bit intimidating when you have to, and when you have to ride against mountain bikers like Darren Lowell and
Carl Platt was in there.
Carl Platt and Christoph Sauzers, all these guys are in top form now. They're training for the Epic, and you could just see it was carnage on the hill, you know. And for me to have survived it, I knew with all the other fast men not there, it was just such a confidence booster, you know, because mentally I know I can beat everybody in the group, and it was perfect. And you could see by the sprint, you know, it's just that I can sprint at a much faster speed than the guys there, because they are not known as sprinters, they are all climbers, you know. It's all small guys, and the wind also, I'm a bit heavier in on the flat, so that helped me.
Brilliant. Nolan, you must be chuffed. It's in Cape Town. It's home for you. I want to wish you all the best. You're in unbelievable form. You're doing some great things on the track, flying the flag for South Africa as well. Keep that up, and we look forward to chatting you again lots here on SAFM.
Yeah, wow. I mean, also a big thanks to all the supporters out there, you know. The guys from Cape Town, you know. It's like my phone always goes crazy leading up to the Argus, and to finally, you know, coming into this race as a race favorite and to finally have pulled it off is incredible, you know. Thank you, Cape Town, for supporting, and I'm over the moon. Like 10 years in the making, and finally to have pulled it off is incredible.
Well, if your phone was going crazy before the race, it's going to be going crazy now, so I'm going to let you get to it, Nolan. Well done. Congrats. We'll chat again soon.
Thank you so much.
Catching up with the ladies winner, Cherie Stunder. Cherie, I can just see it in your face. You are ecstatic. Congrats on the win today.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I'm over the moon. You know, it always feels a little bit unbelievable at first when you cross the line, but yeah, very, very happy.
We'll talk about the race, but crossing the line, you had a close shave there on the finish line, racing with the vets second year in a row here that the ladies nearly get taken out. Well, last year they did. You narrowly missed it on the finish there today.
Yeah, I actually decided to attack with 2Ks to go just to stay out of trouble, but I didn't realize the wind was quite as bad, and you know, they caught me with about 500 meters to go and my legs were just shot. But then, yeah, that crash was pretty close, and yeah, I think my heart skipped a couple of beats, but luckily I missed it and didn't have much of a salute going over the line, but very happy just to cross it at first
place. Relieved to get there.
Yeah, very.
Shuri, tell me, how hard was it out there today? I mean, the wind is pumping here on the peninsula today. I was just looking at some of the pictures. It looked hectic out there. Was it as bad as it looked?
It was, you know, the wind, especially the Cape wind, it's not like it's constant blowing, it's gusts. You have to be so careful about where you sit in your position in the bunch. And Smith, Winkle, Sacred Bossy and Chapman speak, it was incredible. You know, it felt like I had some time to just recuperate a bit after the climbs, and today it felt like it all of a sudden was one on top of the other. It was really close together. I think we went so fast. There was really no time for recovery, and very important to sit at the front of the bunch. A lot of guttering out there. And Sacred Bossy, I had to dig really deep to go over there with the men. It was, I think this was one of the hardest tours that I've ridden so far.
Second year last year, top step of the podium today. I mean, obviously you had a really hard year last year. Looking at this year, things going a lot better on the bike. You just in good form cycling at the moment, and just really happy with the way you're riding.
I am, you know, I'm happy. I have an amazing support structure around me. You know, I've joined RECM, and they're like a family. Yesterday for me, it was tough. You know, I'm here without my gran and without Barry, and last year everything was such a roller coaster that I don't think it actually kicked in. And yesterday, it all of a sudden it just hit me. My gran's been at the August since I was 9 years old, and I lost her last year as well, and it was hard. Had team dinner last night, and the guys are amazing, the team that I have. They made me smile. I went for a ride with my coach, Turin Swart. He got my head right, and then, you know, just we went for ice cream last night, and yeah, they're an extremely good group, and they've really helped me mentally just kind of make that gap and just help me keeping focused. And you know, Ariane Kleinans, she's an amazing person. She actually last week came to sit with me for 2 hours and just talked to me about stuff. And she did her first August. She just phoned me. She's still on the course.
Brilliant.
She obviously is going for a APSA Cape Epic win, so a bit dangerous for her to start in the ladies group. But the mindset that she has, it's incredible. We rode Tankwa Trek together, and you know, she motivates me when I feel like giving up. And yeah, yesterday she just the whole time said to me, "You can do this, you can do this." She sent me a message this morning, "You can do this," and I believed I could do this. And like I said, it's a mindset change. And yeah, Reese and have helped me just cross that mindset.
Reese, Stunner, congrats again. I'm really chuffed for you. I wish our listeners could see your face. You are beaming. You're so excited. It's fantastic. Congrats.
Thank you very much.
We're catching up with Lutando Kaka, the team captain of Team Bonitas. Lutando, welcome back onto SAFM Sports Special. We chatted to you just after the team announcement was made. Welcome back. How did you go today?
Yeah, thanks for having me. The team, we actually, to be actually honest, we came in with a big, with a back foot. We had the back foot from the onset, we should say. Emma and our sprinter actually won it last year, the Cape Agas Peak and Pay. Got a crash about a week ago, and then he had stitches in his finger, so he had to take a couple of days off and be on antibiotics. And I myself got sick during the week, and I had to pull out of a race that I was in, and I'm actually still on antibiotics, finishing up tomorrow. So the team was a bit, we just had a bit of a bad luck leading up to the race. But I mean, our young stars, H.P. Kruger, came third. So it was actually good of him. I mean, he's a very talented guy. The team managed to actually help him to a third position. He's our leader guy. So, I mean, had things gone better, they've gone different, then it would have definitely went better.
How hard was it out there today? A lot of wind?
Yeah, it was very hard. It was windy. It's one of the windy Cape Agassiz to date. It was windy the time, which is why our times were much slower than previous years. But it was still a hard race. It was much more intense race because people were all over. The wind was terrible. And it was a pretty nervous race, I should say.
Lutando, when we chatted first time around, we spoke a little bit about Velocaya. Home for you is here, Khayelitsha. You grew up in Khayelitsha. Velocaya has played a huge part in your life. We spoke about it yesterday on the show a little bit as well. Tell us a little bit about your sort of involvement now. You've gone through the program, you're now on the board of directors, and you're still very much involved with it.
Yeah. No, I'm actually very grateful to Velocaya. I mean, they helped me, as I've always mentioned in the past. They're pretty much a backbone to my cycling and where I am today. And since having achieved a lot through them and having had that foundation through them, I've decided that I must try and give back whichever way I can. And since moving to Team Bonita Cycling Team, which is known as Bonita's Pro Cycling, I've actually got onto their board of directors so that I could actually help wherever I can in terms of the skills, whether it be skills or whether it be advising the guys to who are actually coming up. Because my vision is that we have 20 more Lutando Kakas in the 5 years who are actually come up and achieve even greater things. So we just have to keep the things rolling and make sure that we give the opportunities to the guys.
Lutando, I've learned a little bit about you that I didn't know this weekend. Obviously, you're a great cyclist, but I learned this weekend as well that you're a journalist. You train as a journalist, and that's one thing I love about Velocaya is they don't just focus on cycling. It's an all-round program. They encourage the kids to stay in school and get an education as well.
No, very much, and it's something that's encouraged at Velocaya, so that, guys, we're not all going to be top cyclists, whether we like it or not, and whether we work hard or not. But, I mean, the other guys, we've got guys at Velocaya went on to be lawyers. Some are doing sport degrees at UWC. And I mean, even Sipo, who's also the commentator of the Cape Agas and has commentated the Comrades Marathon and so many other races, came through Velocaya. And it's through the skills and the development that actually takes place at the academy that makes sure that we have all of these guys who are actually doing well in their fields, whether it be cycling or on or off cycling. And I mean, our slogan is that we are trying to create champions on and off the bike, and hopefully the guys actually maintain that by working hard and achieving great things.
I think you're doing exactly that. I mean, you're creating young. I mean, I've met a couple of the kids at the expo yesterday, and I think some of the kids on their program are phenomenal, just really confident.
Yeah.
And the amazing thing is, I know you're going back there. So you go back to Khayelitsha all the time because that's where you're from, and the kids look up to you in Khayelitsha,
yeah.
Don't they?
No, yeah. They do. But I mean, it's great to be in Khayelitsha. At least when I can't go ride with them like 2 hours or 4 hour rides, then I'd rather be around them because I mean, it inspires them one way or another, and it actually makes them want to be where I am and even get to be achieve greater things. So wherever I can actually add value, I always try and help them out. And see how they actually do. But I can do promise you one thing, that I mean, in the next couple of years' time, we're going to have a crop of talent from Velokhaya coming up.
We look forward to seeing those cyclists. So, Tando, what's next on the cards for you? This is obviously one of the big races, the one-day races in South Africa that all teams want to win. Mm. But for you, from a personal perspective and a team perspective, what's next?
Yeah, from my personal perspective and the team's team Bonitas, is that we now going to go back home, of course, and put this behind us and actually work on the future, because we've got the Mzansi Tour coming up in 9th, I think just nearly first week of April. So we're going to be doing training camps to make sure that the team is actually ready for that, because that's the one big goal, and it's the biggest tour, multi-stage race in South Africa. So we're going to have to go there and do well and make our sponsors proud and make our friends proud. And also for me, it's just to make sure that the team wins. I have to, since getting to be team captain, there's that pressure of making sure that the team gels together and they achieve by getting results at the races. So we have to keep that going. And also while I'm here, I think I'm going to stay another week in Cape Town. I'm going to try and help out wherever I can with the Velokhaya guys, because now, first time ever, they're actually having a team that's going to be participating at the Mzansi Tour, which is international and national teams, big teams coming to do that tour. So it's actually a big thing for them as well. And it's a bunch of six guys from the township who probably have never been inside a plane, and let alone being outside of Cape Town. So it's going to be a huge thing for them. So I just have to make sure that they are ready and psych them up as well. So it's like I've got two teams, even though I'm actually with Bonitas the entire time.
Lutanda, I'm just hearing you telling that story. We've got some amazing stories here in South Africa. The Velokhaya kids, I think of the MTN Quebeca program. Yeah. Yes, they're your opposition, but it's a fantastic story.
Yeah.
I think we're going to dominate world cycling in the years to come. We've just got some amazing stories, and you guys are doing great work.
Yeah, no, definitely. And I mean, we can only be thankful of sponsors with like Pick and Pay. They've been with the academy for 10 years now, and they've been their biggest backers. So I mean, without their help, I mean, I wouldn't be here today, and wouldn't have Songezo Jim, who's also at MTN Quebeca, there, because he also benefited from the program, including myself and including other kids that are actually coming up in the program. So hopefully more corporates come into the sport, and also we can see sponsors like Bonita staying with the team, pro cycling team, for many more years to come, and seeing other corporates coming in and actually giving that opportunity to kids to actually come into the sport and enjoy cycling. I mean, it's a very expensive sport, but I mean, with enough finances, then the sky's the limit.
Lutanda Kaka, all the best. Thank you for chatting to us today, and have a fantastic rest of your season.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
We'll be catching up with the voice of cycling, Phil Leggett. Phil, a special race today. I mean, it was hard racing, but it's an amazing day out. A
very hard race. I mean, it's the windiest since 2009, but the times are very quick for the girls particularly, because Cherie Stendler was only a minute and a half outside her record on a day like this, so she had a great race.
Pretty good. She did. She had a fantastic ride. The men's race was an interesting one. Lots of breaks. It was expected. And Nolan Hoffman, I mean, it's taken a while, but he was over the moon with his win, and particularly in his hometown of Cape Town.
Absolutely. He comes from Franschhoek, and Nolan's never won this race. He's finished second twice. He's had a third. He's finally got the top step. And it was a good race to win, because constant attack riding. The mountain bikers had a big day. You know, they're all sort of refining their skills for the upcoming Cape Epic. But Kevin Evans and Carl Platt, Darren Lull, these boys were going well. They made the race, really. And unlucky to lose it. Carl Platt was outstanding today, the German.
Yeah, absolutely. Full cycling in South Africa, it's been years. I mean, you love coming back here. You own a farm here in South Africa now as well. It's just an amazing place to ride a bicycle.
The Cape is beautiful. I mean, I've come to the Cape for about 25 years now. And yes, I love being up north in the low veld, but every time I return to the Cape and see these roads, even when the wind's blowing, it's a stunningly beautiful place. And although I couldn't race today or ride, I have ridden the last couple of days round by Sekerbos in Llandudno. Oh, the views were stunning. Clear blue skies, everybody enjoying themselves, coffee at Camps Bay. It's an ideal world, really.
Well, let's talk about cycling in South Africa. The last year on the international circuit, it's just been an amazing year for South African cycling. If you think of Darrell Mpinyelo at the Tour de France, Chris Froome winning, he's got strong connections here. As much as people say he's British and born in Kenya, he owns property here too. He calls South Africa home. That's laid the platform for something we probably can't wrap our head around right now, but the sort of result, we're going to reap those rewards years from now, aren't we?
I think we've seen the results coming through now. MTN Quebec last year starting out as a UCI World Pro Continental team. They finished top team. And now we're seeing their progression in the international world of cycling. They've got the feeder team road today, very aggressive team. They lacked a little bit of guidance, I think, in some ways, but they certainly had all the men in the action. And yeah, I call last year the year of the African, as you say. Chris Froome, brought up in Nairobi, lived and educated here in South Africa, won the Tour de France, first African. And before that, in the same race, Darrell Impey becomes the first African wearer of the yellow jerseys, the leader of the Tour. And then MTN Quebec and Bonitas as well, because they have connections in Marseille, in La Pomme, Marseille Cycling Club. That club alone has sent 25 riders to the Tour de France throughout history, and they've got good riders with them. So, yeah, the Africans are coming, there's no question about it, and we're seeing the results now. And they were in the thick of the action again today.
Sounds fantastic. African cycling in great shape, and I think the years to come, there are going to be a lot more on the podium and hopefully the top step in the Tour de France and the other Grand Tours too.
Absolutely, and I think it all comes back to 1978 when this event began. It began as a sort of protest to alert motorists to cyclists on the roads around the Cape. And here it has turned out to be the biggest time cycle race in the world. And talking with the Cape government, they were telling me only the other day that this event is their biggest money spinner for tourism in the Cape. 500 million rand is spent during the week of this event. So you can't say no anymore. This event is just going to grow and grow.
Fantastic. Phil Liggett, thank you so much for joining us. It's always a pleasure catching up, and we love chatting.
Thank you very much.
And there you have it, another episode of Cycle Talk SA in the bag, episode 23. Thanks to all our guests, Nolan Hoffman, Sharice Taylor, Tandakaka, and Phil Liggett. Thanks for taking the time to chat to us this week. I look forward to spending some more time with you next week here on South Africa's premier cycling podcast. If you want to be in touch, podcast at cycletalksa.co.za. If you've got any suggestions or perhaps guests that you'd like us to chat to, please do be in touch. Also, if you are a race organizer, make sure you get to our website. We're giving you the opportunity to get your race featured here on Cycle Talk SA. All you have to do is get over to the website, cycletalksa.co.za. Check in the right-hand sidebar. There's a thing that says get your race featured. Click on that. All the details on our website, cycletalksa.co.za. Until next time, from myself, Brad Brown, cheers.